Welcome to Monologues by Hassie, where I'm going to be dropping unsolicited brain dumps from the depths of my grey matter. I'll talk about life, money, society, and self-development, plus whatever else lies up there, whilst hopefully not getting cancelled in the process. One of the most profound quotes that I've read is life is compound interest. And I read this off a guy called Naval Ravikant, who's the founder of AngelList, wonderful entrepreneur, and probably an even better philosopher. And thinking about life as compound interest is such a beautiful framework, and it's actually very valuable if you use it. Now, we typically associate interest with banks, finances, credit cards, our savings account. And a lot of you would have learned in school the simple interest formula, where you have an amount of principal and you multiply that by your interest rate over a number of periods, and you get the principal plus whatever interest you've accumulated on that. That's simple interest, but there's something even more incredible, which is compound interest, which is where all your interest is reaccumulated. So interest is calculated on the principal plus whatever you've accumulated in interest by whatever period it is. And the beauty of compound interest is when we keep reinvesting the interest we earn and accumulating it to the principal, it becomes something very incredible. Everyone, I think all young people are kind of given the whole compound interest story when it comes to retirement savings. If you live in a country where you typically have to save for your retirement yourself, in Australia, this is called superannuation. I know in other parts of the world, it's called Providence funds or personal insurance. There's different names of it, but fundamentally it's where you contribute towards your own retirement savings. And the example that is often given is you start off with $100 and the market grows 10% per annum. In 20 years, you'll have over $700. So your initial $100 has multiplied 7 times. And that's a very basic example that's used to demonstrate the power of compound interest. Now, I'm not going to go into the formula for compound interest, but I do want to break apart a few of the components of the compound interest formula and see how that applies more to just our finances and money. Because I think when we start thinking about our lives and applying the principles of compound interest, it can become a very powerful thing. So Naval also goes into a bit of extra explanation about, you know, those who understand compound interest will earn interest and those who don't will pay interest. And that's really how I'm going to discuss this topic. Now, in the world of finances, if we've got a bank account, we want as many debits as possible. So a debit just means it's money that's come into our account. I'm going to rephrase this as our investment account. And this is a positive thing. We want money. We want good things to be accumulating in our lives beyond our bank accounts and our finances. On the other side of the equation, we can also have interest being applied to our credit accounts, also known, you know, we can call this where we store our debt. And this is negative. This is money that we're going to have to pay back at some point. We pay interest on it rather than earning interest on it. Now, if I look at my own life, when I've hit very low points, it's because at that point in time, the interest I was paying in my, you know, lifestyle account or in my life account, I was paying more interest to my debt account than I was earning on my investment account. And this is due to poor investments that I had made in the past regarding things like my physical health, my mental health, the decisions I was making in my day-to-day life. When I made poor decisions, these worked against me, and to a certain degree, I still pay for the poor decisions that I've made in the past. The difference is, in the last few years, and it's not exclusively in the last few years, but especially in the last few years, I've been investing more in my investment account, and as a result, I've been earning more interest, which has made my life vastly better. Now, when we think about, let's take a look at our investment account. What are the good things that we can do to improve our lives? Well, in terms of the investment account, if we think of the compound interest formula, or even the simple interest formula, we always start with principal. And this is what we start off in the beginning. When we open our bank account, we put some money in, and this is the initial, this is our very first deposit that we're going to start earning interest on. One thing we need to factor is that often our very first deposit that we put into the savings account of life is out of our control. It's things like, what country were you born in? Who were you born to? What was the education level of your parents? Were you low class, middle class, high class? Where did your family sit in terms of socioeconomics? This is something outside of your control. This is a hand you were dealt. Potentially, this could have been a great positive, or it could have been a negative, and chances are, realistically, there's going to be a bit of both. So in my case, I'm very, very fortunate to have, even though I was born in Sri Lanka, I was very fortunate to have grown up in Australia from a very young age. That's not to say everything's perfect, but overwhelmingly, I consider myself lucky to have had the opportunity to grow up in a country like Australia and be able to be insulated from a lot of the issues that I see every time I go back to Sri Lanka. So I consider that to be a great positive in terms of, you know, somebody else other than me has put, I guess, a deposit on my behalf in that bank account, and I benefit from that. And that's simply choices, again, and this is something completely outside my control. It's not something that I, you know, intentionally chose. It's just something that happened to happen. It's a card that was dealt. And this is absolutely positive, but there's no point on focusing on what we can't control. You're much better off focusing on what you can control. So in terms of what positive investments can I make in my life, it's things like eating healthy, making sure I sleep, studying, I read a lot of books. These are all positive investments that I can make. The more I add to this investment account, the greater the returns are. Now, the initial principle aside, one thing that we always need to remember is you never just put money in a bank account and forget about it and you know, collect the interest 20 or 40 years later. You want to be putting more money into that account. So these are things like doing a course, improving your lifestyle, maybe cutting out some negative relationships in your life that you know are dragging you down, relationships which aren't serving you. These are positive things that you can do today, and by freeing up that energy and increasing your skill set, increasing the value you can provide to others and therefore yourself, that is a positive investment, and that will pay dividends in the future. Unlike a bank account, of course, you can't guarantee that you'll get paid interest every month. There may be some lag from when you get paid in your bank account of life, but 100% by making sure that you're making the right choices and putting them in your debit or your investment account, that is a very positive thing you can do. So when you're analyzing the decisions you're making on a day-to-day basis, you really need to ask yourself the question, is this serving me or is this harming me? The counterpoint to that is we've got our credit account where we have our debts, and this in the school of life is a negative thing. These are bad things. This is, you know, when I turned 18, I basically became some form of a crazy alcoholic every time we had a university party. And I drank, I used to black out, I was well known for it. And that had such a negative impact on my life and no doubt people around me as well. So that's a negative. And I haven't had a drink in about 3 years, well, over 3 years actually. And that's obviously me putting money in that investment account, which offsets some of the negatives that I've had in my past. The same goes for not exercising, not sleeping well, just general bad things that I have done in the past. They will ultimately catch up on you. And they did. And it was a matter of, you know, I had to say, well, I need to stop taking out debt. I need to stop taking out credit on my life and making these decisions which don't serve me. And I definitely made a lot of them. I wasted a lot of time. I think the most common one young people will do is procrastinate. You'll spend time watching Netflix, which is, you know, in the short term, great, but you know, the opportunity cost is you may have missed out on either actually strengthening a relationship with somebody you want to strengthen a relationship with in your life. You may have missed out on investing that time to learn a language, to learn a skill, whatever it is. It's an example of where I made a lot of choices, definitely during university. And going to university is an example of a positive. But then if I look at how I behaved outside of my kind of mandatory learnings and mandatory classes, I wasted so much time in university on the weekends during school holidays, where, you know, I'd just be going out drinking, going out clubbing, going out parties, trying to chase girls, doing all this stuff, which now at the age of 28, like 10 years after I was 18, I can see that I definitely wasted a lot of time. And I paid for that in the sense that, you know, I'm 28 years old and I feel like I'm just starting my career now. And a part of that reason is because I wasn't making the right choices and I was taking a lot of this kind of lifestyle and life debt, and I was fundamentally paying interest on that. A more recent example was, you know, I had somebody from the past who I used to hook up with, and they were I didn't see them in years, and we were kind of messaging a bit, and then one day it hit me. I said, do I actually want to do this? You know, there's going to be some short-term pleasure, but at 28 years old, I know what I need to do. I know what I need to learn. I know the goals. I have a very clear idea of the goals I want to achieve in the short term. Is hooking up with this person going to bring me pleasure? It's not like it's I'm in holiday mode and I can feel free to go chase women and chase girls and just be happy. Is this really going to fulfill me even in the short term? And then in the long term, what's it going to do? Am I just opening a new avenue for me to waste time and not work on my goals by, you know, basically reopening a door from the past, which I know has no value to me going forward? And, you know, in moments of weakness, I absolutely was very tempted to go down that path. And, you know, something snapped in me. It was just like, something snapped. And I said, I apologized to this person. I said, you know, it's probably not a great idea that we meet up. We'd be wasting each other's time. And that was it. I had to end it. But every day I'm always making these kind of bad decisions. I'm not immune to it. It'll be eating junk food. It'll be staying up too late. And that has a flow-on negative effect. So with me, it is all about how can I minimize the amount of debt I'm taking and pay back some of that debt. And really what I'm focusing on and what I've been focusing on doing very heavily is making sure I'm investing principal in my investment account, in my debit account of life. And what this looks like for me is I'm reading books. I mean, this year I want to try and read as many books as possible. I've got about 30 books on my reading list so far, and I want to get through all of them in 2023. So that's a big goal, because I understand that reading is such an efficient way for me to learn. I'm gaining wisdom from people who I might not be able to easily interact with in my day-to-day life, people who no longer exist. They could have died hundreds of years ago. If we're thinking of a book like Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, it could just be somebody who lives in a culture that it's very hard for me to access. And that's the real value in reading, in that I can understand other people's perspectives. I can read things which challenge me. I don't need to agree with everything I read. But by reading, I can synthesize better arguments going into the future. It also makes me more well-rounded. And one thing I've been able to do is I've worked so many jobs over the last 10 years and been involved in so many industries that I can now pull pieces of information from one industry and draw a parallel to the industry I'm in. And that helps me solve problems. And economically, that's a great utility. The other types of investments I'm making, it's just trying to be healthier. It's always a struggle. So this is making sure I'm sleeping well, I'm eating well, I'm exercising. Again, this is a challenge. Sometimes I eat a good healthy meal, which is going to be principal added to my investment account. But sometimes it's going to be, you know, I'm going to eat junk food. I'm going to have that McDonald's Happy Meal, and that's going to go in my credit account of life, and that's going to work against me. Because in the long term, if I keep doing that, the compound effect of those unhealthy junk meals is that I'm going to be more susceptible to heart disease, which I know runs in my family. So it is something that I need to take seriously. So these are all things we have to think about. At the same time, there are things in the credit account which we don't control, and these are things like aging. So As humans, we have a finite time on this planet. As we get older, we will be more susceptible to sickness, and our probability of dying always increases. So this is an example of something that sits in our credit or our debt account that is always working against us. And we can either support that by having unhealthy habits and doing unhealthy things, and that's going to lead to that particular negative interest compounding, and we're going to be paying it out, and it's going to result in us having a lower quality of life and a shorter life. Or we can try to mitigate that, and that's where exercise, eating well, that's where that comes in terms of something like aging. But in addition to providing principal, so principal is the money that we personally add to our accounts or we withdraw from our accounts. In addition to, I guess, principal that we add into the investment account of life and to the credit or the debt account of life, we also have the interest rate. And this is something that people forget, because everyone starts what the interest rate, I believe, represents when it comes to self-development is that the interest rate represents how efficient and how effective. Two different concepts, but I believe the interest rate sums that up. Efficiency is how fast you can do something or how fast you can get something done. So if there's a goal you need to do, how quickly is that happening? That's one component of the compound interest rate of life. The more important one, I think, is how effective is that? And effective is it actually doing what you want it to do? Efficiency is me driving 100 kilometers per hour, but if I drive 100 kilometers per hour inefficiently, I might be driving in the wrong direction, and that's inefficient. Ideally, I'd be better off if I was only driving at 50 kilometers an hour, but I was actually driving in the correct direction to my destination. And going in the correct direction to achieve the results that you want to achieve, that is effectiveness. And these two combined are very powerful things. If you only have one or the other, then you're going to have a very low compound interest rate of life. And one thing that I'm trying to do is I understand inherently that my current interest rate, so my efficiency and effectiveness, isn't particularly powerful at the stage I'm at. What I'm really doing is putting as much principal into my account as possible, because I'm saying even if the interest rate is low, I just want to make sure that I'm constantly depositing as much into my debit, my investment account of life. That's what I want. And I want to minimize the withdrawals I'm taking from my credit account. That really is my strategy. But I realized there are things I can do which can increase my interest rate. One of those examples for me was doing Vipassana. Doing that 10-day meditation retreat allowed me to refocus. To a certain degree, I was more efficient in the way I was operating, but more importantly, I was more effective about how I was going about my life. I'm able to make better decisions, and making good decisions is positive compound interest. Making bad decisions is negative compound interest. So going through those examples, compound interest, it really is such an important concept for life. It is not just about your finances. Remember, every one of you listening to this today, you've got a debit, you've got an investment account, and you want to be putting as much principal in there, and you want to find ways to increase that interest rate. At the same time, you've got this credit account. It's a negative account. It's something where you don't want to have a debt against your life. You don't want to be paying interest to your credit account, to your debt account. You don't want that. So you want to minimize the amount you're taking out. If you do have bad decisions which you're paying for, either find ways of paying them or find ways of offsetting those repayments by making a positive investment. This is something that applies to every single person listening to this. So take this information and go and prosper. Remember, compound interest is life, and life is compound interest. And with that, I wish you all great success with all your endeavors. You've just made it through another episode of Monologues by Hasse. It brings me great pleasure to know that you made it to the end. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on your favorite podcast app or visit monologuesbyhasse.com. Thanks for swinging by.